He's 83 now. Madeline Brooks, Alina Chaudhry from Central Illinois Figure Skating Club over at the Pepsi Ice Center are some of my favorite guests in the world because we can always talk about ice skating nonstop and dancing, and it's fabulous. And your big show is coming up. So welcome back, ladies, at WJBC.
Thank you.
Now, Marilyn, oh, I'm sorry, I turned on the wrong microphone. I put on chair 4, mic 3. Mm-hmm. We've got it all figured out. Now, Lena, your daughter is a fabulous figure skater. How is she doing? I know she's a pair skater.
Yes, she is doing well. She is actually going to do get into more of pairs. I'm going to let Coach talk about it.
Oh, Coach is in charge.
Yes, she's. We're heading up north to work with a coach in the Chicagoland area by the name of Brandon Frazier. If you don't know who he is, national competitor and
national pair champion.
And so we're excited about that. And she's has tryouts coming up very soon to find a partner. So
at what age is your daughter now, Lena?
She's 17.
And so this is the line right now, mm-hmm, where we start, mm-hmm, to become a very serious competitor, mm-hmm, in,
yes,
the skating world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is 17 early or late to find a partner,
Madeline?
Oh,
there's no such thing as early or late.
Okay.
Whatever, when destiny finds you, it's a good time.
Now, I'm assuming it's a little bit harder to find a male partner than it is a female partner. I'm assuming there's a few more girls in the sport than there are boys.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes. So yes. Competition for the men must be...
No, not competition, just finding the right location and finding the right timing. And there's a wonderful thing called in the United States Figure Skating Association called partner tryouts. People who are looking can write to that and find out. And
we don't have an app for that yet.
We probably have very soon. But we have an app, games in our ice show.
Do you?
Yes, we do.
I was about to suggest maybe we could axle left or triple toe loop right on pictures and stats and all of these things. Lena, I know having a busy 17-year-old is difficult for any parent, but how is it being the parent of a full-time skater?
It is sometimes difficult because she is also an excellent student and a musician and a figure skater. So juggling her schedule, I'll just sum it up in my husband's word. He says, she needs a secretary more than you and I do.
Is she able to drive herself yet?
Yes.
That helps a little.
That helps a little. That helps a lot, actually.
But Madeline, you must be so proud when you see these young figure skaters grow up in your program and then turn out into these really marvelous performers.
It is a wonderful thing to say. I'm close to 50 years coaching now.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so nice of you to start so young.
Indeed. It's a delight. And Lena's didn't tell you that Maisha is also an honor student.
I can imagine, because I have a feeling in Lena's family, nothing less would be acceptable.
I actually don't put any pressure on her whatsoever. Yeah. I let her do her own
thing.
It's
genetic. I see it in you. But when Maisha is leaving to go work with another coach, is that a little bit jealous for you?
Oh, no. She's not leaving to go to another coach. I'll be with her.
Okay.
And we trained so that I can work with her here, and then we go there and get some more points, because I also have pair credentials and that, so I can teach pairs.
Fantastic. Now, will we see Maisha along with all of the other performers at Saturday's show a week from tomorrow?
Yes, of course, she will be there. And as I said, for our ice show, we have so many up-and-coming little ones.
That's amazing.
They are wonderful. They will be wonderful to watch. And also adult skaters and in-between skaters. For example, Bowser is one of the character in Mario Land.
Okay.
And he is a mathematics professor at ISU
who will be
Bowser for our ice show.
And he's a ham.
He is. You know, he shows his alternate personality on the ice. And then we have for Candyland, and we have one of our skaters who just went to, her name is Sophie Upchurch, who went to regionals last year, and she is one of the bubbly and sweetest skater there is. And for
Candyland.
And for Monopoly, we have one of our skaters who just passed all of our moves in the field test, Zoe Lowitz, mm-hmm. who is graduating and moving on to college. So this would be her one of our
kind of a farewell show.
Farewell show. So as I said, we see all of these skaters growing up, and then we have a whole bunch of
plethora.
Eight to ten year olds who are all doing well, starting to take tests, and it's really, really wonderful to see.
6 year olds.
Yeah.
7 year olds.
They get started. Well, they get started very young in skating, and so many parents of successful students, I'm sure when your daughter was young, were you traveling out of Bloomington before we had the Pepsi Ice Center for Myesha to skate?
No,
or
she
did you always
she actually started skating quite late.
Okay.
Because she didn't start skating till she was nine.
Okay.
And then she didn't start seriously skating since she was 11. And so that's late for, but now we have the little ones because of the establishment of the Ice Center.
Right.
And because of
the
our
reputation.
Club. Because we reach out to all, and this ice show has become a magnet because all of the kids from Learn to Skate that are invited to be part of the ice skating show, mm-hmm. they all become very interested in it and start finding it out about it, and parents get interested, and then they become a junior member of the club, and then they become full.
I was just wondering how many people are now trying to get their children from outlying communities, I mean, hours away, and come to be as part of your classes and the show.
The Learn to Skate program pulls children, skaters, adults, mm-hmm. From probably, we've got some that are 50 miles away.
Mm-hmm. That's a long trip.
That's a long trip, and it is a wonderful program. And when you see these youngsters, the club members are what I would call the principal skaters in the show. But the Learn to Skate are the group numbers, and I'm working with a group that are the basic 5-6 level kids that are learning how to skate from forward to backwards and combine them together. And there are ghosts in Mario Land. So, and I've got, I'm in charge of that section, and I've got Mario, here we go, is Miss Myesha, and this serious student, and all of a sudden she's having a blast. And I have another young lady who plays Luigi, Aubrey Durkin, and fabulous little skater.
And the Princess Peach. You should see the Princess Peach's costume and her wig. It is. Princess Peach is Sofia Tabatadze, who is actually somebody you know, Larry Carius' granddaughter.
Oh, so, yes. I watch his videos on Facebook of her skating all the time.
Yes.
And her mother is a dancer with the Twin City Ballet.
For those of you who are not making the connection, Larry is the one I thank all the time for his fabulous Facebook blog of Bloomington Normal Restaurant Scene.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And he gives me permission to steal all of his information all the time, as long as I credit him. And he does such great food reporting work. Of his heart.
Larry and I are kindred souls, also because both of us are foodies. So we just have a special relationship.
And again,
needless to say, the people are proud of the show, Madeline and Lena especially. So, Madeline, let's just start with the basics. The show is next Saturday.
Yes, and that's June the 10th.
You have a lot of skaters involved. Are we all going to fit in the Pepsi Ice Center?
We have a very unique situation where we treat it as a theater.
Okay.
And we set it up so basically they're seating three sides around. It's very unusual. We put pro decking around the pro decking. For those who don't know, it is a surface that can be laid over the ice, so people can walk. And we have seating all the way around. We have a curtain in the back so the skaters can warm up. Very intimate, but very professional looking. We have lights, the whole thing.
So we will have enough ice space, though, for performers,
yes,
by far.
Yes.
Because I keep thinking at some point in time we're going to have to move this whole show into the Coliseum and lay the ice down there.
Oh, yes. That is happening next year.
Next year.
Is it really?
Yes.
I think I've stumbled onto an announcement. Let me take a short break, and then we'll pry more details out of Lena Chaudhry and Madeline Brooks from Central Illinois Figure Skating Club through the Pepsi Ice Center here on WJBC. The voice of the 11:22. I could gossip about skating all day, but here we are back live on the radio with Madeline Brooks and Lena Chaudhry from the Central Illinois Figure Skating Club through the Pepsi Ice Center, which is renowned. And we're seeing incredible skaters coming up through the ranks. We're seeing from a young age, we're seeing adult skaters who had no previous training turn into marvelous performers. I love the fact that you're kind of year-end recital. I don't know if it's also called a recital in the skating world, but your show also includes the adults, gives them a chance to perform.
Yes, you. We have one of our other adult skater who is going to be Mother Peanut Brittle.
Lena knows the script.
She is in Candyland, and she is one of our adults who travels clear from the Champaign area.
Just to come and skate here. Mm-hmm. I love it. Absolutely. I absolutely love it. But as I was stumbling into what turns out to be a big headline, I've always wanted to see your shows get moved to the big ice, and I understand there's expense and a lot of preparation involved in having any type of ice on the Coliseum floor. And if it's not going to be used by other groups like, you know, the ice hockey teams or whatnot, then you have to take the ice back out. And so I thought, gosh, one of these days this show's going to be big enough, they're going to do it in the Coliseum. And it turns out you have two coming
up. Yes, we have on August 13th, we are going to have our first basic skills competition at the Coliseum.
What is that?
It is a competition for beginner skaters.
Okay.
That are not in the competitive pipeline of the U.S. figure skating. And this is starting skaters from very itty-bitty that have some and also includes some that has very good skills. So we're going to have that competition. It's called Summer's Last Hurrah, and it's going to be at the Coliseum August 13th. And then following year, our April 7th is going to be our ice show at the Coliseum. And that ice show is called Skating Odyssey, Heroes and Villains.
Already planned and all ready to go. So knowing that that's coming forth, Madeline, are your skaters already excited about next year? Because that might be one of their first, if only, opportunities to skate inside the Coliseum.
Well, luckily enough, Lena was able to contract some ice in the Coliseum for us to practice this last year.
Good on you.
And the difference that skaters, their abilities, they seem, when the roof is high, they jump higher. It's amazing. And they skate with a broad chest, and we call it in the skating world skating big. And they fill that arena, and it's just amazing. Even the little ones. I've got one who 5 years old who's jumping already, and it just, it's a hoot to see her just like, ta-da, here I am.
But if you compete in skills testing or other performance and basic skills challenges in other arenas that are big, It would be quite the culture shock going from the Pepsi Ice Center to a bigger arena if you hadn't had the experience of Coliseum. So this is great training.
It is fabulous training. There's a difference in how, again, how you skate, because you're not just looking at parents at eyesight level. Suddenly your eyes are looking up to the 15th, 20th row. So the chin rises and this air of regalness comes upon the skater, and it's amazing to see, and the jump length increases.
It's automatically, as Madeline said, you are looking up, your posture is better, so to be able to give our skaters that opportunity to do so has been wonderful. And I do thank our facilities manager Michael Hornberg for our accommodating us and getting us through to those ice and all of that.
Okay, now let me ask a serious question, because I know we are here on a nice topic. We want to promote the skating show, which is next Saturday, and it's going to be great. We want people to come out. Even if you don't know anybody in the show, you're going to be highly entertained. Get your tickets.
Yeah, because it's like a Disney-style show.
Yeah.
You will
enjoy. The ice capades live in town.
Yeah.
We're going to see. But let me ask a serious question, because I've talked to so many hockey parents in the last couple of months, because we were very excited about the Kraft Hockeyville contest and how that was going to put some money into the Pepsi Ice Center. But that was more hockey-centric. But the one conversation that came up over and over again is how we just don't have enough hours in the day to accommodate all of the hockey players. Now we talk about trying to schedule and coordinate with ice skaters as well. And someone had mentioned kind of off the cuff, well, maybe there would be some fresh ice showing up in town in another facility. Would that be good for the ice skaters of this community. I don't want to take anybody out of the Pepsi Ice Center. I'm just saying we need more ice rink
time.
We
all support that. It is every users on of the Pepsi Ice facility mm-hmm. supports the another community development of another or a couple of more sheets of sure. ice, because we all need that. Pepsi Ice Center is a wonderful facility. Yes. Mm-hmm. As my daughter said, that's my second home.
But she needs more locker room space.
Yes, but it was not built to hold competition. It was not built to hold hockey tournaments. It is absolutely not possible there.
It's a practice,
because of the physical layout of, so that's why we need another facility where we can have bleachers sitting around and where we can hold competitions, and so that can bring a lot of money for the community. They can hold hockey tournaments that can bring a lot of money for the community overall.
Club mm-hmm. eventually holds what is called the Upper Great Lakes Regional Championships, mm-hmm. it absolutely has to have two sheets of ice from 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Both rinks going full board. And we don't have that ability for a whole week. I've been around so long. My heart, it's hard to do that when you know that there's all these wonderful kids who are involved in other ice sports. Mm-hmm. I can't see blocking them out of their sports.
Right.
And that. So I said a long time ago, you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And we built the Pepsi Ice Center, and they came.
Was the original dream.
I think an
ice rink, and it turned into the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And now I wish part of the Coliseum could be converted into more ice.
Yes, that would be. And as all of the user group, we face this because the Coliseum is so big.
Mm-hmm.
It is so difficult to hold events and in there and to plan and to go forth. On the other hand, I am one of the biggest supporters of the Coliseum, and I believe that it needs to stay in the community for us to be
Absolutely.
A community that is well-rounded. And we are, Bloomington Normal is not that big population-wise, but otherwise, income level, the education level, we are a sophisticated community that needs a Coliseum and a sports complex where we can have all different kinds of things.
Lena, I agree with you 100%. We need something to be special in this community.
Mm-hmm.
No one moves to a town because they say, wow, your sewer system runs so well.
Yes.
And look at all your curbs. Your curbs are very pretty. What brings people to community is its unique factors,
mm-hmm.
and our unique factors are the artisans, the performers, the active members of the community, the zoos, the arts, and the training for our young people in a variety of disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you both for coming in and sharing the joy. Madeline, where can we find out more details about next Saturday's ice show?
You can go on to our club website. It is CI-FSC.
.org.
That's the one I always forget, is the .org part.
You can actually go on to Lena, I'll let you.
Central Illinois Figure Skating Club, Facebook.
Facebook.
We have all sorts of interesting tidbits in our Facebook about the ice show. You can also request for tickets there.
Get them before they're all sold out, because
yes.
there are a limited number.
We're getting close.
Yes, the front row is completely sold out. There's not one seat left.
If I had a five-year-old in the show, yeah. I would have bought my ticket by now. I'm sorry, ladies, we're out of time, but thank you so much.
Thank you for having us again.
And keep warm when you're near the ice this summer. Thanks for joining us on WJBC.